Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. So last night was day one of the Republican National Convention, and Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend spoke.
Why?
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Why the hell would his girlfriend?
She's more than just his girlfriend. I don't want to demean who she is.
What is she?
She
was on Fox forever.
I can't remember. She was a Fox reporter. I can't remember what network.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So,
okay.
I mean, but that's just who happens to be who she is now. She's the current girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. So she laid out her vision of if Trump gets elected, what goes on? If Biden gets elected, what goes on? And I think her parents are immigrants. And she said, like my parents, blah, blah, blah. So she covered a lot of the bases that people, when they do these speeches, they all cover similar bases. But
I can't watch any of this stuff. You watch this crap?
I didn't watch last night. Any I was too busy watching hockey.
I'm not
hockey.
On either side of them. It's like,
hockey. This is going to battle hockey for me.
And
I'm not even sure what. I didn't even go to the news channels last night. It didn't even occur to me, honestly.
Nah.
But she was on, and the funny thing is, she's talking like she's in front of an actual convention with the tens of thousands of people in an arena.
So was she screaming?
Yep. But she gave a really good speech, and I saw several articles saying that she was the best speech of the night. She won the night, whatever it is.
In reality, how many people is she speaking to? I'm not talking about the viewing audience. Like, how many people are in the room with her?
That's a good question, because I would think all of these things are, I would think they're pre-recorded, so they're perfect. Nobody screws up or whatever, I think. I'm not sure, but I feel like hers was. But check her out from here, just a little bit of her speaking. Here we go, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
American dream. You are capable. You are qualified. You are powerful, and you have the ability to choose your life and determine your destiny. Don't let the Democrats take you for granted. Don't let them step on you. Don't let them destroy your families, your lives, and your future. Don't let them kill future generations because they told you and brainwashed you and fed you lies that you weren't good enough. Like my parents, you can achieve your American dream. You can be that shining example to the world. Manifest and be the change in this country that you dream, that you believe in. Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who loves this country and will fight for her. President Trump is the leader who will rebuild the promise of America and ensure that every citizen can realize their American dream.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and
Stop
the American
yelling.
Dream, the best is yet to come.
Oh, my God. What?
And then there was no crowd.
Right.
She's in a big hall, but there's no crowd. And then they just put a little music. And here it is.
There was no crowd like pumping her up where she had to get louder, where she had to talk
right.
over them.
Right.
I mean, maybe she was just overcome with emotion. I don't know. Get it together, lady. Was she talking to African Americans? Is that who she was aiming that towards?
I don't know. She just said people, so I'm not sure. I mean, that did cross my mind.
Yeah.
About the part saying that don't let anybody tell you you're not good enough or
Democrats
something like that.
Let them break up your families.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's very energetic.
She's a lot.
You imagine Donald Trump Jr. does something wrong and she's yelling at him in that voice?
Yeah.
How many times did I tell you to take out the garbage? You're not strong like your father. You're not a man at all. You can kill an elephant, but you can't throw out the garbage.
How many times do I have to tell you to lick in a counterclockwise manner?
You're not pleasing me sexually.
That alphabet move you learned in sixth grade just doesn't really work.
Jeez. Am I not hot enough for you? Do you not find me attractive anymore? Talk to me. Let's discuss this.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You've got to wonder.
Can you imagine? Why are you yelling so much?
I'm so attracted to you. What happened?
Shrivel,
Do you
shrivel,
not
shrivel.
Feel the same for me?
Kimberly, what do we have for dinner tonight?
Chicken! It's cooking right now! Are you hungry? Why is there blood in your ears?
Oh, my God. Stop.
Do you need to go to the doctor?
Oh, God. Where's the Pope when I need him?
The hell?
Wow. Oh, she was a lot. And so they say she stole the night?
Yeah.
She was the one?
Yeah, I know.
Definitely the loudest of the night.
I know Tim Scott was first. He's a great speaker. Apparently, he was great. But I don't know. I saw two headlines.
What
so I'm
Scott?
Going away. He's a congressman from North or South? Carolina. I think South.
He was the one on the Today Show this morning. I actually saw
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He's generally, I mean, really good. And so he spoke
actually liked
first.
I actually liked him.
He's a totally likable guy.
He seemed like he wasn't doing what that chick. He was just like not trying to make it a scare tactic and not trying to. He was just saying what he believed in. I can respect mm-hmm. that. And then when asked about the post office, or I'm sorry, about like the election and the post office and all of that. And mm-hmm. he said he wasn't trying to say, you know, blame anyone or go nuts. He was just like, you know, listen, okay. I believe it's going to happen in a fair way. And yeah. then Savannah goes, I've got 2.5 pages here from just last night about, you know, your Donald Trump saying that all the, you know, post office is going to be bad or whatever. And he goes, listen, I hope that you, he's great. He goes, I hope you get a chance to speak with the president about that. But as far as you ask me what I feel, and I feel like there's going to be no problems whatsoever at all. I don't know why people, like, he was very calm and cool and collected and didn't try to blame and point fingers. I can get behind that.
I think he's got, that guy's got so much potential, I think.
He said,
he's real good.
I believe everybody has the right to vote, and, you know, I would want everybody to have the opportunity. Like, he was very fair.
Hmm. Are they grooming him?
I don't know, but if they're not, they're stupid. I'd say he's been great for a long time, and he's, you know, I just think, I've never seen him, like, make a speech where I'm like, you know, or anything. He's always on point. He's so good. So, I don't know. I hope he becomes, like, a candidate one day for whatever office.
If I would have came across that woman screaming like that on television.
Remember when remember this morning when the show first started, and Brett, I had already put my headphones in, not realizing how loud they were, and then Brett fed the headphones, and I screamed because it was really loud in my headphones.
That happened on this show when we just started?
Just this morning, a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. I had my headphones in, but it was before Brett fed the headphones.
Yeah, so it was too loud.
The audio through the board, and it came on, and it was like, boom, in my ear. Like,
maybe Kimberly Guilfoyle should be our headphone testing level from now on.
Test 1, 2!
Right?
Wow.
Is the volume loud enough?
She's something else.
Instead of air raid sirens, we should have...
I had a question.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right.
All right, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
Dig it.
Kimberly.
Stereo!
Kimberly, I'm kind of tired, and I would like to have a bedtime story read to me, if possible at all. I don't know. Maybe you could do that.
Once upon a time!
Who does it remind you of, Brett?
Oh, my God.
No question.
There's a woman that works that Brett does a great impression.
Does the TV news here. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. She, her name is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And she's just like a...
Everything's great and funny.
Yeah.
She laughs at a lot of stuff. But then she'll get serious once in a while. Today, a house fire.
Right.
But the Yankees won! My Yankees!
See?
Yeah!
Just like Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Does she yell a lot like that?
That's just her natural voice.
Here's one thing I do know.
Voice.
She doesn't like when we do impressions of her on the radio.
We?
Well, as a collective group.
I know. And then that impression is dead on, too.
Yep. She knows it.
Yeah.
I love ice cream! So good when it's hot out. Cools you down.
Monica, she's that reporter who says, like, just...
She's the anchor.
What are those called? Are they obtuse things? Or what are they called where they're, like, just generic, flat, generic newswoman anchor stuff that gets hammered in the movies or in comedy skits? She says things like, the sun is really hot today. You know, things like that.
Yeah,
like, just... Oh, my God.
The sun is really hot today.
It's much hotter than yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And like that.
I've got sunglasses. Because it gets really bright. It's a good idea to wear a seatbelt when you're driving and put sunglasses on when it's sunny.
stuff like that.
Yeah. What was it? I like frogs. So what was it?
I like frogs. Frogs are fun. They're bouncy. There's a frog exhibit today. Hop, 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 hop. My kids love frogs.
Right.
She always brings it for kids.
My husband's scared of frogs.
She thinks she's cute.
Like my smile?
But she's the anchor, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of, you know.
So
I'm the cute one.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm tan.
Mm, you are.
Very tan.
Thank you
summer.
For being here.
I love summer. Did you guys see Kimberly Guilfoyle last night? She was so calm and soothing.
Can you imagine this one interviewing that one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
No.
So, Kim, how did you think things went last night? I think things went great. Donald Trump will be president. I totally agree. You're really inspirational. Thank you. And thank you, Elizabeth.
Now sports.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Kim. Go Yankees.
Very professional.
I love
Elizabeth.
The Yankees. They got hits and with the bat last night. The ball, he threw it really fast and he hit it really hard. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
You're so sportsy.
My mind goes straight to the control room people, like those poor, poor people.
Headsets on for 4 hours a row in the morning with that.
That. No. No.
I love coffee. Gets me going in the morning.
All right, Elizabeth, what do you think? Can we do the top 10 now?
Yeah.
You love the top 10.
You want to go forwards or backwards? I can do both. I'm talented.
Well, people are going to guess. People are going to guess 10, what's on the 9, list.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're a little like Elmo, I got to tell you.
He's so cute. You tickle me, I laugh too.